Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, and, sorry I'm tardy. I'm Jick. This is Hot Stuff.
Hi.
Hot Stuff's man in the cans.
I am.
Yeah.
See, the problem is, every time you say cans, I think boobs.
I know.
Is that why you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I like to trick you into thinking about boobs during the radio show.
I see.
So that you will seem less gay to our listeners. Because, it, you know, sad as it is, when you seem gay, that reflects poorly on me.
I see.
I was listening to a podcast, the Rock Paper Shotgun podcast.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to parse these guys' English accents. One of them was easy to understand, the other guy just talked very quickly.
Okay.
Very difficult to understand.
Huh.
Yeah.
I felt bad because I listened to the B-side of... The what is it the
Life Well Wasted, yeah.
And there was a guy who came on who I was like, oh, I wonder if this guy's deaf, because he kind of has that like deaf sounding thing. I was like, oh no,
turns out he's just English.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I know the guy that you're talking about.
And I was like, oh no, I feel bad.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we got good levels. I suppose we can jump right into.
Questiones. I want to apologize for several things that we've screwed up in the past couple of days.
Sneaky Pete's Day.
Sneaky Pete's Day, and it's not having the familiar done.
Yeah. Well, that isn't really a screw-up. That's more us being fuck-ups. But it is not in itself a fuck-up.
Sure.
Say Sneaky Pete's Day. So I'm having Chris write a...
reminder.
A reminder thing that we'll just... Because we have a thread in the wiki that theoretically the title of it is always the next holiday that's coming up and what we need to do for that holiday, but we never really decided whose job it was to maintain that, and so I think everybody thinks that somebody else is going to do it. And
I mean, I could do that if we don't do the automated thing.
Well, we should do the automated thing.
Yeah.
If we do the automated thing, then it just every time we log into the game, we're going
to
see
a countdown to the next holiday.
The holiday is in such and such a time and place.
That's cool. I think that's probably the best.
Yeah.
It would actually, and that would honestly be kind of cool if that had something for you that was like, okay, this is ready to go, and then it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Until
I can do that. It shouldn't be too big of a deal, actually. Just
we still might need the thread though for real world holidays,
mm-hmm.
and occasional other correspondence.
What would be
things.
Ideal is if the reminder system worked off of a secondary set of data that stored when the holidays were that we could insert new holidays into. Like, it would basically amount to being a scheduler for the wiki, right? That we could put any kind of date reminders in, and then specify a threshold for how many days ahead of time they show up or whatever, you know, like...
Wow.
Turning... Actually using this as an excuse to put a calendar in the...
That'd be
awesome.
Wiki.
Yeah, that'd be... Yeah.
One more step towards corporatehood.
We could start using Outlook. We could start... I need to talk to C.D. Moyer about getting Google Calendar synced to his phone.
It's apparently very easy.
Yeah, I guess.
I just use iCal, so I've never looked into it.
Sure.
I think what you do is you export... I think you export the Google Calendar as in the iCal format, and that's...
What I'm afraid of is that the calendar is only ever going to sync when I sync my phone to iTunes, which has a better-than-even chance of bricking my phone every single time that I do it, or just, you know, saying, you didn't really want these podcasts anymore.
You have had...
Just delete these songs.
You just have the worst experiences with it, and it makes me sad because it's, like... I sync my phone every day.
Yeah,
and it's just
no, but you have
data.
A Mac, and here's the thing that I just realized: so does C.D. Moyer.
Yeah, but he also uses Google Calendar.
Yeah,
but if we could do, is Google Calendar set up such that you can have multiple people sharing a calendar?
I don't know.
Because like you can publish your iCal calendar and like other people can look at it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that seems like a pretty easy way to like for a bunch of people to have their separate calendars
so that everybody knows. Everybody knows
on some server.
We need to all be familiar with one another's like say bowel movement schedule, so we're not to call while somebody's crapping.
Right.
It's really disruptive.
What when you're to crap
when somebody calls you when you're mid crap, it just breaks off in the middle.
I had the most significant volume of bowel movement I think in my entire life yesterday.
That's great.
I know.
That is. Thank you so much for
this
sharing.
Is good. This is good radio. I think it was like 8 pounds or something. It was ridiculous.
Are you sure you didn't just crap out in a gallon of water?
It was not. It was solid.
Well, that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
What had you been eating?
I had just had the hamburger at Four Peaks.
I see.
And I don't know. I honestly had not eaten much food in the past day, the several days before that, so I don't know what the hell happened.
I've certainly done a whole lot of bullshit exercise bullshit since the last time we were on the radio. Climbed a fucking mountain.
It was fun.
Still didn't find what I was looking for. Although,
did you see the pictures
I
posted of that?
I did, yeah. Yeah, no, I never like the way that I look in pictures.
I thought you looked pretty good as the conquistador.
Oh, yeah.
Was I a conquistador? Well,
I need to get rid of the beard and just have the mustache. Then I'd look more like a conquistador. Mm-hmm. I need to let my hair down, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and wear like these glasses, and I'd be Bono the conquistador.
Some sort of like golden breastplate or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. My golden breastplate is in the shop.
I see.
It's in the China shop.
Where the bowls?
Attached to a bowl. it's actually just a golden chicken breastplate. What would a chicken breastplate look like? I can imagine an armored chicken.
I mean, I can.
Be like an armored personnel character carrier for its eggs.
Could you armor your chicken for a cockfight?
I don't know.
I mean, have they ever tried that? Give them like little gladiatorial weapons and stuff like that? Don't they sometimes put like knives on their heads?
I don't know. And
they put
knives
on
their talons.
So so there is a precedent for equipped chickens in cockfights.
Yeah, I'd get a lot more into cockfighting if it was like a you had to gear up your chicken, you had to level up by fighting other chickens, and then you'd earn like corn that you could use the individual kernels of corn to buy armor for your chicken.
Huh. The pretentious artist is drawing us a picture.
Wow. So it's kind of like putting. Now that just looks like a cock and balls.
I think that's the point.
Is that what it's meant to look like, or were you actually trying to draw the chicken talon?
Oh, chicken.
Yeah.
cock.
So we had to apologize for, but things are in the works.
The climbing the mountain?
The cockfighting.
Oh, the cockfighting. Oh,
right, I forgot, yeah. So then...
You're jumping way too back. Too
rock
far
gym
back.
Climbing. God damn it. Although, I made it up a 5'8".
Yeah,
I monkey assed my way up a friggin' cliff. I was frustrated with the game design at the rock gym.
Yeah.
All right, so rock gym
world 5.6.
Rock gym routes are they start at like
five?
Okay, four.
Five point one is like a ladder.
The ground 5.1 is like a ladder. So then they go 5.2, 5.3, 5.4. Then they pull some like bra size shit later where it's like it goes 5'9" to then 5'10" minus to 5'10" to 5'10" plus. But then there's A B C D, but that no one except the people in San Francisco do.
No, it's that is the standard convention. It's just that rock gyms it's
so
harder to.
First time I was there, I was I'd never actually made it up all the way in any route, even just faking it and using handholds from other routes or whatever, because I was just too scared of heights.
This was on Sunday morning.
I got up. I finally got up to the top, and then I did a 5.2, and then I did 5.3, and then a 5.4.
And then you did the 5.4 again.
5.4 again.
And then you did
I started repeating easier routes in order to level up.
Yeah.
did some 5.5s, but then tried to do a 5.6 and failed. The next time I went back, tried to do...
The first one was we tried to do a 5.6.
Yeah, tried to do... There are only 2 5.6 routes in the entire place. Could not do either of them.
Got really angry.
Super difficult. Yeah. And it was just so frustrating just hitting this wall where it was like I could trivially do a 5.5, but just could not do a 5.6. I just could not finish them. So then yesterday when we went, somebody was like, hey, there's this really easy 5-8 that you should do. So I did this 5-8. Okay, just finish that one on the first try without ever falling off of the wall or breaking my fingers or my legs or anything. And so then I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm even more pissed off at the difficulty of these 5-6s. There was a 5-7 that I did.
You did 2 5-7s, I think.
I didn't make it to the top of the other one that I
sure.
did. Yeah. I don't think I had 2 5-7s. Anyway, then I finally managed to beat one of the 5-6s. It's got this, like, can you imagine it being kind of appealing because of the structure in the same way that, like, Weight Watchers could be appealing in terms of the structure, because it's like applying numbers to things, and it's like, I beat a route with a certain score.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I definitely feel better about myself when I climb something that I had tried and failed to climb many times before, you know?
It's watching you do shit that just looks impossible.
And I'm not even that good. Like, there are other people that are much, much better.
So I feel like if you... Basically, if you took a wall that was, like, 30 feet high, and then you took maybe $1.50 and assorted change...
Uh-huh.
Covered it with super glue and just hurled it at the wall. Hot stuff would be able to climb up that.
That's not even close to true.
It is though. You basically are able to stand
there
on
are,
things.
There are
hold
extremely
on to
small,
that are like the size of dimes.
No,
the size and thickness and of dimes, and just distributed randomly. You just figure it out. You're like leaping up the wall. It's like we decided
it's
that
infamous.
If we ever. I was talking to Pez Boy. I was like, you know, if we're ever on a carnival ride that's like Dungeons and Dragons themed and we accidentally got sucked through a portal into the real Dungeons and Dragons world,
I'm the rogue.
Hot Stuff's totally going to be our thief. Yeah. And we figured that the pretentious artist would be the cleric because he's the only one of us that's even a little bit religious. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck I would do. Pezboy said that he would have a big enough weapon that he could use to intimidate you into stealing stuff for him.
I see.
And that's how he would get his loot.
You could be a bard. I could totally see you being a bard.
Wow, thanks. Could be like Lydia. Lydia was the
I guess if you're thinking of that.
I guess
TV
I could
show.
Be if you wanted me to be the gayest possible class. Although, you know, maybe druids are a little gayer than bards.
Monks were pretty cool, all the like hand to hand combat stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't they have like an assassin class?
There were all
in like
kinds
one
of
the expansions
classes,
or whatever. Yeah. Was that like first edition? I forget how that all progressed.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Unearthed Arcana introduced the Barbarian class and Cavalier.
You have a really good memory. You could be a mage, because you have to memorize your spells every day.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, though. I'm pretty lazy. I don't know that I'd be willing to memorize things that then just kept vanishing from my mind every time I shot one.
You'd probably get really
missile.
Frustrated.
Yeah, I'd just be pissed, because I'd be like, oh, fuck, now I just get to sit here and hope that something doesn't stab the one hit point out of my ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was what we went climbing Sunday, then Monday, then hiked up a mountain on Tuesday, then you slept for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then we went hiking, and then
brutal.
We went climbing again.
It's only like a mile and a half, but we went up 1,500 feet.
It was pretty high vertical for the amount of...
Goddamn scampering up goddamn boulders.
But you did it?
Yeah, it was great. My hands are all boogered up.
We're like prepping to go to Utah to like basically just climb for not climb like hike for 7 or 8 days, and so
not me, man, I'm staying at the bar.
Okay, they do sell they do sell and serve regular strength beer there.
Okay,
it is at least legal in Utah to do so.
I see.
They stop selling like regular strength beer at midnight though.
Huh. You can still buy cheap beer after midnight?
Like, stuff that's like 3.2% or less until
so you
1.
Can get, like, Pabst Blue Ribbon for an extra hour.
Maybe, yeah.
At the end.
This is
because that's about the point in the night at which I become convinced that I should have 30 or 40 additional beers, which is what it would take to actually represent the normal amount of drinking that I would do after midnight.
Yeah, so it's going to be early, but that's fine because we have to get up early.
What's weird is that when I drink alcohol after midnight, I turn all green and scaly.
Yeah.
I get about 4 times my original size and
how
a
do
lot
they,
spindlier.
How do they know what time zone it is?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of...
Yeah, a lot of things about that don't make any sense, because it's always after midnight yesterday.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, that, but yeah. I think it just wouldn't have been quite as you know, resonant. It wouldn't have been quite as... what am I saying? An eloquent a rule.
Right.
Easily elucidatable. Do you think don't feed them between midnight and 5 a.m.
Do you think it was some sort of moral tale about eating after you go to bed or something? Or?
And getting wet? No.
So it wasn't a moral tale?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless it was getting wet in the training day sense, and like smoking PCP.
Is that what they call it?
They described it. Yeah.
I see. I don't think I've seen training.
What do you
day,
call
actually?
The like wet ops? The assassins.
The black
wet,
ops.
Wet work.
Wet works.
Is it?
I think. I don't remember. Wet ops, maybe.
They wear a wetsuit to keep the blood of the innocent off of them.
Yeah.
They spill it.
Yeah.
There's no sense crying over spilled blood of the innocent.
That should be your new motto.
I guess there is. Yeah. Well, shall we answer questions?
Sure.
Okay. I think...
Did you guys answer some on Monday?
Maybe, but we'll say. Erishman says, for funk slinging, could it be set so when you're using the number hotkeys and you select the same item twice, it assumes you're using it once, not twice? Part two of funk slinging question, perhaps make it so if you press a number for an item and then press the back key, it funk slings them? I feel like the way that it works now makes a lot more sense.
How do you select only one item?
You do the number key and then enter.
Oh, then yeah.
Right, because I feel like, you know...
Then that's... As long as there is a solution to this, then...
That was tricky. That was one of the things that we had to overcome. But I feel like the existing setup makes a tremendous amount more sense than what you're suggesting, Erishman, because it would... In order for it to be... You know, you just think of it as, all right, when I hit three, it uses the item that I have in number three. And when I hit four, it uses the item I've got socketed in slot four. So if you want to use two of those, you hit 3-4. So it makes sense that to use two of the fourth one, you'd hit 4-4, right? As opposed to there being a weird differential scheme for...
I mean, to me, it sounds like what he wanted was a way for you to only use one item. And as long as there is a way, I think maybe he just doesn't know about the...
Yeah, and it is documented.
Yeah.
But I feel like
people reading the documentation is...
I'm also not entirely sure where the documentation for the combat action bar is. It almost seems plausible that it is not, but that it was linked to from a forum sticky back in the day, which I don't know why I believe that.
Wow.
But I mean, I think it's because I believe that we're capable of feats of significant idiocy. But
I wish we could solve the white screen problem.
Well, I don't know what happened after I left. Have we had the problem on any of 6, 7, or 8?
Oh, I don't know.
Today?
It has definitely happened sometime today.
There were four servers, so there was a configuration change enacted on three of the servers as an experiment to see if that configuration changed. Because it is basically come down to... We've identified other people having a similar problem using the same software package that we have. It is the precompiler, but it is not exactly what we thought it was. CDMore suspected that maybe it was a problem with the optimizer rather than the compiler. So, and the performance increase of the optimizer is pretty trivial relative to the performance increase of the precompiler.
Right.
So he disabled the optimizer on some of the servers
to
see if we could get any of them to fuck up today.
The only one that we are 100% sure happened was on 3.
Yeah. We saw 3 and then potential report from 2
and
or
4.
I don't remember, but before I left, unless it happened in the last 3 hours, I don't know. As far as I know, it had not happened on the ones that he disabled that optimizer.
And that one's not doing the
directive.
Automatic touching.
It's not. Yeah, he modified his script to allow him to fix them one at a time for the purposes of this experiment.
I see. This is an obnoxious problem.
It is an obnoxious problem, yeah. And it's apparently the pre-compiler software that we use is like a dead SourceForge project, too. So it's not getting any support. We might be able to transition to a different one. I don't exactly know. I mean, I'm confident that C.D. Moyer and Jeff will make the right decision about, you know, I don't know enough about it to even really weigh in. Unless I'm going to talk to them if I think of something, you know, that I think could help. But mostly I'm just letting them work this out because they know more about it than I do. But yeah, I mean, you know, it should at least be less of a problem than it was before. So the reason that our Band-Aid didn't work, and this was interesting behavior and kind of infuriating. So the way that we set up Geff's monitoring for checking the boxes periodically to see whether or not this was actually happening was to have him call fight.php just from, you know, using an HTTP request in a Perl script, probably. And see, so theoretically, when the script is fucked up, it returns a 0-byte, just empty file. And that's what Firefox is displaying to you as a white screen.
Right.
If the script is working, it will return 302 code with a redirect to the login page if it's just being called without being logged in. The trouble is, the script only fails to work if you are logged in.
It will redirect even if it's broken.
It will redirect even if it is broken for the people who are actually playing the game, and which was one of those just serious, like, what the fuck moments. So it's just like something, and it is probably loading the session, right? Because that's the fundamental thing that the fight script does when you're logged in that it doesn't do. Of course, it could be anything.
I was gonna say it also just executes that like first too, doesn't it? I mean, like
the redirect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does.
So I mean,
there's a lot of function declarations and stuff ahead of that.
Sure.
Right? There's a lot of code that gets executed. I mean, it could be
something that is like
it's connecting to the database. It's doing it, of all the fundamental things that it's doing. I mean, it is probably not something like checking to see if you have a particular flag, right? Like it's probably not something that is just really straightforward code. Like there are some.
But the supposition that maybe we put something in when we were rolling out the Slime Tube or the Item of the Month or something, that something happens on a server, somebody does something on a server that then breaks that script for everybody, is an interesting one.
Huh. I didn't know that anybody had...
Somebody had supposed that. I don't know if that's actually true or even possible, but that could be the situation instead or something, you know? Something like this is just nefariously difficult to track down, you know?
Yeah. But, you know,
top men are working on it.
Linguini Lad says, I was wondering if I were to adventure in the primordial soup and then go to the castle, how do I get back there without the last adventure link? Well, how did you get there in the first place? That is exactly how you would get back there.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have the bottle in your inventory.
Running Flesh says, why don't the chefs inside the knob drop hats? Sandworms are cool, but this is totally different. Why don't the chefs inside the knob drop hats? I think we made it so you could get a chef's hat in the pantry from some quest encounter or something. But I don't know. We had done the chef's hat as a higher level drop than the normal knob, right? So
you get it in the outskirts, though.
You don't. You get it in the kitchens.
Pretty sure you get it in the outskirts.
That's what they're talking about. The chefs in the...
In the knob.
Or you do get it. Maybe the... Okay.
Maybe they're talking... I think you're talking about...
Are they saying that the ones in the kitchens don't drop it, but the ones in the outskirts do?
I believe that is the case.
Well, let's look, shall we? Outskirts of Not Camp Logging Camp. I wish we didn't have two zones entitled. Oh, yeah, okay. Nom Goblin Assistant Chef drops the chef's hat. Cobb's Knob Kitchens. And those guys don't drop chef's hat. Well.
Yeah. They're too busy working to actually dress up.
They're pictured with the chef's hat on.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're too busy.
You cannot defeat them without the chef's hat falling into a fire.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could just add it as a drop to all those chefs.
Redpot says, could we have a give some to hobo command so it's not a pain to try and feed it 200 imp ales or something? How about a slash... God damn it, I keep reading these series of questions without... there is one of those, it's not in the inventory. It's if you have the familiar out and you go to your terrarium, I think, you'll see a link to feed to multi-feed the hobo. That's been there for quite a while.
Many moons.
Rotting Flesh said, sandworms are cool, but I was really hoping for a corned beefadon. I remember looking up this whole corned beefadon joke before as some KOL forum meme.
Oh, I see. I had not been aware of it.
Meme pool, more than a year without an update still.
Wow, more than a year?
Yeah, more than a year.
That's sad.
Slinky McMahon says, there is a conversation going on in Slash Clan about whether or not you would take punitive measure against an alt in Hobopolis for the purpose of being the cage bitch. Yes, to the point where if we are paying attention and you do that, we will disable that account and the other account that you take into Hobopolis, right? Like, don't fucking do it. That's what the sign on the wall outside of Hobopolis says, is don't fucking take multis in fan dungeons. Yeah. We're fucking serious. This means anybody.
Yep.
I really... While we, the amount of argument about that in the forums...
Yeah. While we don't necessarily do it every time, doesn't mean that it's not against the rules, and we are well within our sort of purview to act on that any time that we want to.
Yeah.
You know, so... You're playing with fire.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
Yeah. And I feel like, especially with the slime tube, people are going to be very tempted to get four multis to...
Yeah.
To do stuff, and...
But don't do it, man. Yeah. We've got a report that you doing that will cause you to show up at the top of, and that is one of the things that the Multizar looks at every day. So don't fucking do it. Don't take multis into clan dungeons. It was so infuriating to me, all of the edge cases that people were coming up with trying to sneak around it in the initial Hobopolis discussion. And it was like, well, what if there's a clan bot and I only take it and my main in there? Are you playing more than one account in there? Then you're breaking the rule. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
You. Definition of you is you, the person inside your body, right?
Depends on what is.
Yeah, is. I know. If you... are logged in to an account and you spend a turn on that account in a dungeon, and then you are logged into a different account and spend a turn in that dungeon, you are breaking the rules. You are doing something that the sign says we can disable you for. So knock it the fuck off. Yeah. Bobbyla says, I use/used and /equip commands so often now that I find myself wishing for a keyboard button that switches focus from the combat window where I'm using the keyboard to fight and the chat window where I'm using the keyboard to type commands so I never even have to involve the mouse. There is one. Let's see. What is it?
Zare knows it.
It is. Yeah, it is... /Ctrl/.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that undocumented?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, there are a bunch of like keyboard shortcuts. Do people know about the shift and up arrow thing?
I don't know. Weird. It's frustrating to me. The way that I want that to work is just by hitting up.
Yeah.
But because of fucking Max and the way that their default cursor behavior is when you hit up, and because that's the way that people who use Max. I remember you seeing me when I was editing text using the home and end keys and being like, weird. Are you a wizard? what the fuck? What is that?
What are those keys?
You were just dumbstruck. Because you do the same thing hitting up and down inside a text entry, and it's just like, damn it, man. You know? Because like up and down, like, the thing is, I think the way that C.D. Moyer wanted it to work and the way that I want it to work owe to us spending a significant amount of time in a Unix command line, where up scrolls back through the command
and
buffer.
When I'm in Unix, I do that, too. I mean, when I'm in Unix, my brain is like, okay, Control-A, Control-E, whatever, I can do that.
I didn't know about Control-A.
Control-A, that's just a beginning and end of line.
Oh.
And then I'll use up and down to, like, scroll through.
I mean, like, escape, $. Yeah, totally. Natural way to move to the... I don't know. I feel like I know how to move to the beginning or the end, but not the other in VI. Like, I am kind of a bad VI user, because I mean, home and end work in VI.
Right.
Part of the deal.
My Emacs food is also really, really rusty. Like, I can't move around nearly as freely as I used to, and I can't do like search and replace stuff as quickly as I used to be able to do, and like I used to do everything in like tech or LaTeX and Emacs, and now
Tex.
Well, it's a chi, so it's tech.
Oh, great. Yeah. Frat faggotry gonna wear off. It's been what, 10 years since you were in a frat? Stop using Greek letters.
Anyway. Because it has everything to do with my fraternal association and nothing to do with how the thing was actually.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It does.
Yeah. Now I just use, like, Microsoft Word. I'm such a wuss.
Anyway. anyway, yeah, bodyless, and everybody else who doesn't know it, control slash. That's
occasionally
forward slash.
It stops working for a while.
Does it?
Yeah, Zare will always be like, this stopped working, and CDM's like...
I was surprised that it worked on every script. Like, from the fight script, I could imagine, like...
There's some, like, global...
There's
thing.
Global JavaScript that runs. Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of shit I don't understand.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Let's see. Rotting Flesh says, can the compass restriction be removed so it isn't restrictive to people without rusty necklaces? No.
Sorry. That's all me, and... Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was pretty pleased with where all the rusty stuff came from. I was pretty pleased that some of it was untradeable ascension, some of it was available really early, some of it required... People have found the...
Yep.
The last bit.
Yep.
So that was working. That was there for weeks.
Yeah, that had been live for weeks.
Without anybody finding it.
Yeah, so it's you know, because all of those items are in a Zap group...
Wait, they are?
The
reward. The quest reward ones.
The necklace. The necklace.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The, I did not
know.
Necklace
I did not know. Are they...
It's the side, depending on which
side.
You have to choose the right side. But then
that's cool.
So it's, you know... You do have to ascend to get them, you know, to get multiples, but you can basically guarantee in an ascension that you'll get it plus a couple of zaps. So, you know, they're just hard to get. And that's part of the point of this is that to really optimize this, there's a lot of, like, prep work that you have to do. Mm. You know, there's a lot of casual stuff that you can get very easily in this, and then all the other stuff is, like, super hard. So...
Arkwild says, Iron Chef in a box, throw random ingredients in for random food. You're the geniuses, run with it. We should put Iron Chef in the box so that every day we decide on an ingredient.
I want to say Iron Chef in the Heraldic Cube.
So what we would have to do is we would have to write a script to add...
randomize an ingredient.
To take every recipe that there is.
Yeah.
Make a new version of that recipe and a new version of the item with every cooking ingredient added to it. Right?
Okay. No.
So like, what? Let's say that wad of dough is the Iron Chef ingredient of the day. So we basically create a new version of every food item that's like dough wrapped X.
Whoa.
Yeah? No? And then everything that you put into your Iron Chef that day gives you the dough wrapped version of it. That would only be tens of thousands of items, right? So it's no big deal.
Well, because then it's also recursive is the problem.
No, that's not really a problem.
Why is that not really a problem?
Well, it's not a problem because you're cooking something. The recursion is not a problem, actually. Because the only way that you get those is by cooking them on a day when you cook the ingredients of something.
Yeah, plus some dough.
There's no new recipe. You cook it, the chef itself adds dough. So you cannot cook a dough-covered pizza. You can just cook a pizza, and it gives you a dough-covered pizza.
I see.
Right, so it is non-recursive.
Okay.
As long as I was wrong when I said you'd have to spindle recipes for it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible idea.
I prefer the Heraldic Cube chef in the box idea, where you just throw in some stuff, and it gives you some other stuff. And at random, but there are like recipes that you could sort of give it.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
The Heraldic pizza oven is still something.
Yeah.
Like the thing, you know, because the something in the game at large that worked like the sushi would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not necessarily something that I want everyone to have. You know, like it could be a clan because we don't want it to like totally fuck up the food economy, right?
Yeah.
The food economy is already fucking lame.
All right, yeah.
It's, you know, the whole system. The level requirements, I think, made it significantly better for ascenders, but not for, you know, not for Aftercore.
There are still rare foods that are better that people don't tend to eat. I mean, you know, farmers tend to have very specific diets that are not, you know, optimal for other stuff, but they're just cheap.
Yeah.
The cost per adventure gain, you know. But yeah, it's hard to come up with stuff that's...
Does that change over time as supply waxes and wanes? Current optimal farming diet? I mean, do you suppose there is a mafia script that just buys the most efficient turns for meat food that currently exists in the mall?
I don't know.
Because it would be pretty easy to do that, right?
Well, especially now with the new MOL interface.
You have perfect knowledge. One thing that we never did, one thing that I wanted to do as part of the MOL rollout, the MOL store rollout, was start putting quality gradations on items.
Yeah.
You know, figuring out a way to do that. It would be so nice. It would be so nice if you could just glance at your inventory and see which were the good items, you know? Like, if you got something for a new player on day one, to know that, like, let's say on your first day of playing, it's Feast of Boris.
Yeah.
Right? You should know that those foods are good.
Right.
Right now, you don't. You don't have any idea if that stuffing is any better than a cottage cheese, and it's way better than a cottage cheese.
If you're playing, you don't fundamentally know that, like, the crazy bastard sword that you got first day.
You don't know that there's anything special about that, except that maybe
it's
that
animated. Sword.
So I mean, it'd be nice if it was a blue, right?
Right.
Like it just. And how do you do that? And I think you don't.
You don't. The problem is, the retrofitting that is awkward at this point.
Yeah. Also, it's a lot easier to do different colored item names on a black background than it is on a white background.
Well, if you want to use yellows,
kind of works
like
in 12 Sands, right? Like he's got a white background, and then there's green items, and then there's blue. The green looks weird. Maybe that it could just be me, but the names of green items are hard to read.
Huh.
But it would be pretty easy to add a just, you know, quality designator. Although we had a kind of a little philosophical difference about how that should work. What I would probably have done, left to my own devices, is to take in some cases this would have to be dealt with because it wouldn't automatically, the numbers aren't exactly right the way that they're stored, but you know, something that was one turn per fullness or one turn per drunkenness would be designated as crappy food or crappy booze, and then decent, and then good, and then great, and then awesome, and then epic, say, right? So that would be something that you could search for in a mall. It would be a drop down when you were searching for food and advanced options for that. It'd be pretty trivial to do. You did not feel like having crappy in there was a good idea.
Why?
I don't remember. You don't want a player. Like, so I remember reading this thing a long time ago where this guy was just kind of ranting about playing a game, starting out in a role playing game, an MMO specifically. He was like, God damn it, could I please not be wearing a dented fucking saucepan on my head as a helmet and using a, you know, foam core sword as a weapon? Can you stop with the, you're a newbie, so the stuff that you get is described as being really shitty? I don't think that's a problem. You know, a lot of the best gear in KOL is described as being really shitty because it's funnier that way, right? And like, you know, it's not about like, oh, you can't afford a real helmet, you can just use this saucepan. It's like, no, it's a saucepan. Yeah, you know, it's not a helmet, but, you know, the helmet that is a saucepan is, like, good. It's an epic hat for you, right? So, like, you know, I don't think we have that problem. I don't know that it's going to turn anybody off to get the Willer from the hobo and see, oh, okay, this guy drops crappy food, any more than, like, it hurts you to say, oh, this kobold in Northshire Abbey dropped a weak healing potion. You know, of course it's a weak healing potion.
What do you put on stuff that actually has negative effects, like the ghoul goulash and stuff?
I would just call it crappy. I mean, because really the negative effects don't matter. It is the value of food is entirely about the number of turns that you get per fullness.
Not entirely. Like, there are definitely... Okay, so if that's true, then...
Subtle variations.
Then the spleen drops from the sandworm should be optimal because you get them without having to spend adventures or whatever, but because they don't give any stats, they're relatively well balanced against the other stuff.
But I'm not really talking about for ascenders, right? Like, because ascenders already know. Ascenders already know how good various foods are, I feel like.
Because by the time you're at that point, you just care about adventures and stats don't matter. But
that's ascenders. That's not who I'm talking about. It is a set, like,
You're talking about just the new
I kind of think
stands.
That a new player is going to feel like the sandworm. You take newbie A and newbie B, or let's say you take newbie L and newbie S, right? Newbie L, who has just a llama, newbie S, who has just a sandworm, if they don't know what they're doing, newbie S is going to have significantly more turns to play with,
right,
as a result of just dicking around with the familiar. And I think Nubius is thus going to be happier. Right? You take two advanced players who know to look on the wiki to see how this stuff works, and they're like, oh, wow. Yeah, it's a much better deal to get the spleen items via these adventures, get all the stats in there. It's trivial to do these things in the right order,
right,
but it's not. You're never going to just stumble onto that, right? And so I'm not concerned about people who've already been playing for a year or have, you know, played through the entire game 10 times knowing the difference between shitty food and good food, because they already know the shitty between good food and difference food. I'm talking about a new kid,
right,
who wants to go search the mall and, like, I know I'm supposed to get food and booze, so maybe I'll see if I can afford some decent food and booze instead of the crappy stuff that I'm getting to drop.
But why not
then
just start at that decent instead of...
Because to me,
yeah,
good, like, crappy, decent, good, great, epic, say.
Yeah.
That, there is no ambiguity in there at all. You know that good is better than decent. If you started at decent, it's like decent, good, great, awesome, epic.
Yeah.
There is ambiguity between great and awesome. Right? I feel like there is not an unambiguous way to describe that many gradations in quality using common English words. Like, the resistance nouns, totally ambiguous.
Right.
Right now. It's like you have to look it up in order to see, you know, it's maybe you know that moderate is better than meager, right? But it is not at all clear. Not at all clear what order those things go in. And putting crappy in there gives us exactly one more totally unambiguous comparison.
You can also put terrible and dangerous.
But
and
we
stuff.
Don't need to.
Okay, but why not start it on the super awful end? And
because we don't need to.
Okay.
Because I feel like all food in KOL is good. Even crappy food is better than no food at all.
Right.
Right. And I could definitely see it either way, but I just feel like that specific set of words.
So, but here's the thing: why, if all food is better than no food at all, why have a designator that's like, yeah, this isn't good food?
Because it creates a totally unambiguous spectrum of quality.
The addition of crappy makes the distinction between great and awesome?
No. The distinction of crappy makes it so the distinction between great and awesome doesn't have to be there. You don't need awesome in the mix.
Okay. I mean, I guess, why do you need... You're picking a number of gradations, like 5, I guess?
Yeah.
Why don't you just use 4?
Because I feel like 5 is the right number.
Okay. But I feel like that's just as arbitrary.
Okay. But I... I don't. Okay. I mean, I feel like there is... Basically, there is dropped food, there is cooked food,
yeah,
there is good cooked food, there is top-end cooked food, and then there's, like, Hobopolis drops. Right?
Okay.
And there are those distinctions, with booze especially, because it's like
there is dropped food that's as good as cooked food.
Okay. But that doesn't change anything. The fact that there are exceptions to this.
Okay.
With booze, there's beer and flat out, you know, just drinking bottles of whiskey.
Right.
Right, which is basically the same. I mean, the bottles of whiskey are a little better. Then there are regular mixed drinks, and then there are disco bandit drinks, and then there are super cocktail drinks. And then there's, you know, the fermented pickle juice or whatever.
Right.
Right. So 5, I feel like, is a totally reasonable designator. Because there's dropped stuff, there's stuff that anybody can craft, there is stuff that one class with the beginning crafting skill can craft, there's stuff that one class with the advanced crafting skills and access to good ingredients can craft, which is basically the top end for most people. That is the best that they're going to do regularly. Right? Which is why it should sound good. Right?
Okay. So you couldn't go like decent, good, great, amazing, epic.
I don't think so without creating the ambiguity between great and amazing.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I don't see there being an ambiguity, but.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, I could be wrong, and there could be less ambiguity than I think, but I'm definitely right that there is no ambiguity in the one that starts out with crappy.
Okay. All right. But if this is primarily for new players,
mm-hmm.
then I feel like if you know, it's like if you found some food in NetHack that said poisoned, you wouldn't eat it, right? If you find there, I feel like there is a class of players that it said crappy. I'm not going to eat crappy food. They just wouldn't eat it.
That is
my gut instinct, right? Like, you know.
I mean, so I guess then it comes back down to that. Do you think that there is a class of players in World of Warcraft that say, weak healing potion? I'd rather die than drink a weak healing potion, because this healing potion sucks ass.
Well,
why would I waste a cooldown on that? That person doesn't know about the cooldown, but like, but whatever, you know? I mean.
But they don't. I guess weak as a designator of strength seems like a fine thing, but like it's not like terrible.
It's not
terrible.
Like shitty, yeah, healing potion.
Shitty healing potion.
It should.
And, you know, it's.
What about cheap?
These are
cheap food.
Sure.
So cheap would be just as good as crappy.
Okay.
Cheap booze.
But cheap, it's fine.
Yeah. Sure. So that's fine. But okay. I'm saying adding a single negative creates a lot less potential for ambiguity in the spectrum.
But it's not even. But I mean, cheap isn't necessarily negative, right? Like it's.
Well, it is though.
See, you don't think cheap and decent are ambiguous?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, maybe they're a little more ambiguous. Ambiguous. Emphasis on the wrong syllables here. Maybe they're a little more ambiguous than crappy and decent, because you know that decent is better than crappy. I feel like, in general, 999 out of 1,000 people putting cheap and decent in order are going to say that decent, in that case, is the superlative. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
We spend hours... We spend hours and hours like this. Just, like, talking about the difference between crappy and cheap.
Sometimes the sun rises and we're still there just gazing into each other's eyes. Remember when we used to talk all night?
But I'm talking about, like, art. Like, people want insights into, like, our...
The process.
Yeah, our game design
it's
process.
It's a lot of shit like this.
It is a lot of shit like this. This is why Jake gets so pissed off with me all the time, because, like, he'll have an idea and he'll be fine with it. I'll be like, eh. And then
Also, in all of the other conversations, as in this one, I'm basically always right. And I think the fullness of time will bear that out as the truth. Let's see. A Deadhead says, I don't feel like sending in a bug report since I'd like to abuse this for a bit longer, but I have a 312-game winning streak on a pool table of a clan I'm no longer in. That is not a bug.
So the reason
that you shouldn't feel like sending in a bug report on that, a Deadhead, is because... That is exactly the way that it's supposed to work.
Basically,
we designed it so that you, a Deadhead, could have huge, long winning streaks in clans that you are not. KOL has so few griefing vectors. You gotta let us have the ones that we can actually sneak past people. Next week, Mr. Store contains mob head contracts. Asshat says, will there be any more new things to spend sand dollars on? I suspect that there will. Let's see.
Sand mega dollars.
Murmur asks, I was looking at the bottom of the questions. Are you happy with the current state of designer handbags, purse rats, where they're selling for more than Mr. A's? I am actually kind of thrilled with that. There are people that are upset. What bugs me a little bit.
K-Bay has one or two that is like 2.5 or 3 million.
Oh, yeah.
They were going for 500,000 before... The tube. Yeah,
that's cool. What you know?
They're just there every day. There will be more in the game.
Yeah,
and so
they're only going to get cheaper.
Yeah,
I guess you know. I it would have been naive not to expect this, but I guess I was kind of hoping. I was kind of hoping that people would see the challenging, optional parts of the slime tube as being. Optional challenges. I don't feel like everyone thinks of Hobopolis as a place where you go to get a hamster. But everybody seems to think of the slime tube as a place where you gotta use a lot of monster level to get a bunch of goodies. Right? And I don't know what the difference is there. Yeah. I don't know if it's that there was so much more to talk about in Hobopolis in the beginning that the speed rewards didn't even really come out. And maybe, you know, because people assumed that there would be speed rewards in the second dungeon, that's what they were focused on to begin with.
You get a lot more loot in Hobopolis just by completing it, right? Like, just by killing all five of the
bosses. I guess you get a lot of
boss
drops, yeah.
So, if you want that same kind of sensation of getting a bunch of stuff, you kind of have to pile on the monster level. But even then, it's
when I eat a York peppermint patty, I get the sensation of getting a lot of stuff.
The irony is that putting on the monster level, making it go faster, the drops are harder to get, and you get fewer chances because it's going faster. So it's
that irony is delicious, but I think it puts some people off.
Yeah, so
it's irony, especially delicious irony, is an acquired taste. You know, I had some delicious coffee today, but if you tasted it, your unrefined palate would have convinced you that it was nasty.
I feel like cheese nips taste like irony.
Oh yeah, or maybe coppery.
Just they taste like licking metal.
That's weird. What I find is when I eat something with a fork out of any kind of metal container, the fork tastes like metal. Like I get, and I think it might just be like an electrical thing, you know, because it's kind of like that chewing on tinfoil taste, which is actually electricity in your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it doesn't. If you don't have fillings, chewing on tinfoil doesn't bother you. At least that is what I've read.
Huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because my mouth is so full of fillings. I might as well be.
We could
Steve Austin
do an experiment, I guess.
How? You knock out all your fillings. Have you chewed on some tinfoil?
I have a single filling and it's not metal.
Oh. Well, you should chew on some tinfoil. See if it's unpleasant.
I, as I recall, I have, and it is.
Let's see. I'm going to bookmark the link that Beowulf... Oh, weird. Sorry. Beowulf sent a link to some... rambling but interesting musing on game design, Metal Gear compared to Plants versus Zombies. ZimZimZim says, could you create a command that makes drinking multiple TPS drinks faster? For example, mix and drink 3 TPS drinks in a row. We would, but dealing with the TPS report that would generate would be really kind of obnoxious. You know, I'm going to continue to do what I always do, which is to pretend that we never did the tiny plastic sword thing.
I mean, I feel like if chat commands are working right, that should not be the, you know, you should be able to make a macro that does everything you want it to. You know, that may not be the case because they might not be working as we intend them to. But you should be able to drink something, craft something, drink something, craft something. All from a single macro, you know?
Shaggy Shag says, how about more non-consumable craftables from cooking and booze crafting items? You can already equip cocktail items. It'd be cool if you could make an entire outfit from nothing but materials you've conjured up yourself. Or maybe don't make them craftable, just equipable. Make it so you can equip a scrumptious reagent as an accessory.
What?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Silver Kitty says, why not just say Sorcerer Postomancers are twice as likely to have their spells succeed against the Naughty Sorceress because of the experienced spellcasting? I mean, in shows last month, you always talk about increasing damage or halving the cost of skills, but the real reason misclasses can't beat her as misclasses is because their spells never connect. Obviously, you'd want to limit it to in-class spells and just spells, not skills, but, you know, right, but I mean, when I was talking about...
It wasn't just against the Naughty Sorceress.
Yeah, when I was talking about doubling the damage and halving the cost, I was talking about just in general as a way of making it more plausible to play missed classes as missed classes as an inexperienced player. I know a lot of people are writing and saying, no, I totally cast spells as a missed class because it's awesome and all this sorcerer synergy is like, booyah, I got this free MP shit and sorcerers rule. But, you know, that's I don't think that is how the typical beginning player approaches them. They think, God, wizards fucking suck in this game because their shit's too expensive. It doesn't do enough damage. So, you know, it was always a tangent when we were discussing that. You know, probably something like that is just the simplest thing. Either some relationship of your mysticality and the blocking of attacks, the blocking of spells, which made it such that a level 13 Postomancer and Sorcerer had approximately twice the likelihood of their spells connecting. You know, or just flat out You know, because I don't think that other classes really have that problem against the naughty sorcerer. It might be a little annoying, but, you know, I think most of them are actually killing her with weapons.
They're not killing her softly.
No. Unless they have a banjo equipped. My phone does some weird shit.
When you have a banjo equipped?
When I pick up my phone after a long period of not having had headphones plugged into it,
yeah,
and plug headphones into it, it randomly picks up at varying points in varying MP3s that it has saved at before. At one point, it would regularly start playing from the middle of a podcast that I had deleted.
You know, if you sent this as a bug report to me,
you would dismiss it as just me being
user
crazy.
Error. Yeah, yeah.
Like, but that just how the fuck is it? So now what it has taken to doing is whenever I plug in headphones, if I'm just sitting, you know, I haven't done anything with my phone all day, haven't listened to anything in a long time, I plug in my headphones, it starts playing in the middle of this, like, Steve Martin album. In the middle of a song in this Steve Martin album,
yeah,
that I have not listened to in months. The MP3 still exists, it's not doing the thing where it starts picking up in the middle of a podcast that isn't on the phone, right?
That is weird.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Me neither. Grug says, fix white screen of death. You forgot the slash before it, the chat command that we made so that when Grug types /fix white screen of death, it actually fixes the problem. Been waiting. Glebe says, make slime skill items zappable, please. That would be very, very kind of us.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether we, as
the slime skill items,
can afford. It's you know, I could imagine it being really aggravating for somebody who's looking for their last 29, and keeps getting the same ones. You know, I would do it probably, but I would also allow anyone else on staff to veto it. So,
I mean, I'm basically okay with it because I feel like, you know, there's no point in being really annoying.
Yeah. Well, let's do it then.
Okay. Just don't accidentally put them in some other extant group.
Okay. Let's see. What am I looking for? Like a hypothesis?
Sure. I have a theory that would work.
Ha 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 ha. Let's see. Wand of Poly category. Slime organs. We surely have not used anything called slime organs.
Well, there were all those... like pianos and glass celestas and stuff.
Right.
But I don't think we're using any organs.
Slime organs. Sweat glands. So then, looking up other Wanda Poly set members, slime-soaked hypophysis, slime-soaked brain, slime-soaked sweat gland.
What is that? Is that new?
What, this?
This
little readout in the bottom? No, that's been there since the very early days of the item spindler. Never noticed that before.
How do you do that?
There's a link. If you look at a piece of gear that is in an outfit, this changes to look up other outfit set members. It is possible that that's one of those things that just doesn't work on a Mac.
Oh.
Like how you can always see...
I think that has been fixed.
Oh, did Chris fix that?
Yeah.
Because now he's using a Mac. Yeah. So some of those other features, like, you know, you might, if you're not like very experienced with the spindler, you might just not realize that there's this feature that exists.
Huh.
Yeah.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Now I kind of want to see what it looks like on your computer.
It's all black and orange. It's not any of those things.
So it's always Halloween in your computer?
Yeah.
Or it's always something that the pretentious artist wears?
Yeah.
It's not just black and orange.
Some of the artwork that the pretentious artist has been doing lately is really cool.
Yeah. Zim says, could you possibly implement polyhedral dice as a familiar to keep Fuzzy Dice Company? Something. You'll see something like that someday. Drakefly says, could the various base pairs be alphabetized so that A goes before C and such? That'd make combining them with /combine much easier. Thanks.
People don't seem to realize they need to get the grappling hook again.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I would not have thought that you needed to get the grappling hook. Does it tell you you lost it?
I'm pretty sure it does.
We probably ought to do a you lose an item readout, right? Like we started doing with unequipping.
Yeah.
So that it's not, because I started reporting when you lose effects, right? Because it just it makes it a lot clearer what's happening.
Yeah.
Having some kind of iconic feedback, the icon just makes such
a difference.
It just makes you read it. You're going to read that. If you're not necessarily going to read a paragraph of text.
Right.
Although, if you're the kind of person who's not going to read a paragraph of text, why the fuck you are playing this game, I don't know.
I can understand it just, you know, once you start getting into fights, if all you have is a just a standard little sentence that says, by the way, this happened, at the end of a combat, you might not see it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eventually you get to the point where you're not reading everything.
Yeah, nobody ever notices when they lose their antique gear.
Yeah.
And there's more destructible stuff now, so maybe we oughta...
Yeah.
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 It'd be pretty trivial to just, you know, write that into show remove item. Play Havoc says displaced fish plus taco equals fish taco. Petrified Puma says taco familiar, please. Did they ever let that pink taco open in? I think maybe they did, but then it went out of business.
Pink Taco was a store?
Yeah, it was like a restaurant, maybe. Or maybe it was a strip club. Maybe it was a strip club that was also a restaurant.
I thought Pink Taco was like a thing that Taco Bell was offering for a while. Didn't they have, like, Dorito shells on stuff at Taco Bell?
Oh, God, that would rule. I want them to. You know what I want? I want a Dorito taco shell with chili Frito filling.
Really?
Yeah, and then, like, some lettuce-flavored potato chips sprinkled on top. I don't think there are lettuce-flavored potato chips. You can't tell me that would not rule. I mean, you can. You're capable of all kinds of lies and bullshit, but...
I just don't know what lettuce-flavored anything would taste like.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say lettuce.
But it doesn't taste like anything.
Lettuce tastes like lettuce. So you're saying that if somebody was like, all right, we're going to do the Pepsi challenge, here's a bowl of lettuce and here's a bowl of air, that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the lettuce and the air?
Like, the texture is different, right? Like, you know, it's got some heft to it or whatever, but like in terms of just actual taste, does like celery taste fundamentally different than lettuce?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, as evidenced by the fact that celery salt is an entirely different condiment than lettuce
salt.
Yeah. I'm going to Wikipedia Pink Taco.
Huh.
It's a Mexican restaurant chain that has earned notoriety for its name, which is the same as a slang term for a human vagina. I don't know that it's necessarily human. Specific. Currently open three restaurants. Only two locations remain open. The first one opened at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas. Second in Scottsdale only lasted 3 years, closing its doors April 1st, 2009.
I see.
So that was fairly recently. Third location in Century City, Los Angeles.
How many do you need to have to be a chain? Just two?
I don't know.
Huh.
The name caused... Okay, so here's how I knew about it. The name caused controversy in Scottsdale, where the restaurant attempted to open a second location. In response, the city government received four emails, of which three were anonymous, complaining about the name. This generated a complaint from Mayor Mary Manross, who said she was offended, although she did not see the name in a sexual way until the complaints were raised. She asked the owner to change the name, but he refused. Scottsdale City Council, by unanimous vote, recommended the restaurant for a liquor license. One person raised an objection at the meeting. They have not received any complaints. Yeah. The fact that four
emails... Do you think the liquor would be in the front?
Oh! See, sometimes you're funny. The fact that four emails... Ugh.
Yeah, and it was probably like one person, three of them were anonymous.
Like the amount of trouble caused by that one miserable bitch around the corner from the Santa Barbara house.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. I hate that woman. Makes me wish women didn't live so long. Nah, just her. Jixie Normus says, is it possible to get Trophy 68 without completing the Altar of Literacy quest? Should I answer that?
Sure.
Yes, it is possible.
I don't know that that rules anything.
Well, it rules out, you know, doing something in chat.
Yeah. Or something, yeah. That's a funny...
In fact, it is actually impossible to get Trophy 68 if you have completed the Altar of Literacy quest.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's a funny character name, though.
Yeah. Zona says, "Hello, all of the new untradeable items. I can see them all over the place, but I can't buy them. It's killing me on the inside. Arrgh." Kane says, "Can the slime tube announce when somebody acquires a slime-covered item, please? I understand why you want that, but I think it's kind of spoilery." I don't know how I feel about that.
At this point, I don't know if it matters. I mean, it definitely would have been spoilered early on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, maybe.
I guess I just am not concerned about somebody coming in a year and doing the slime tube and being spoiled.
Terrible says, "In the last radio show you were talking about locational item uses. You store the last adventure for each player. Why couldn't you check that and then have an item act differently?" Yeah, that's still a little like, you know, if the idea is that, all right, so I need to use this mystical glass orb in the spooky forest in order to find the lair of the secret hidden sparkle vampires. Like, it doesn't really make any sense that you have to have gone there and fought a mummy in order for the thing to work, right? Like, having to spend a turn in order to establish to the game that your location is a given thing is, like, kind of a different and a little narratively unsatisfying thing compared to just, like, having loaded the woods page, you know, like if that actually meant something. But I don't know. Terrible says, "I gotta say also, Thursday's show was very fun to listen to as an aspiring game designer." Yeah. I don't remember what we talked about on Thursday's show.
I don't either. Did you do you remember that we signed up to do the game design class thing?
Yeah, it's sometime this...
End of this month? Yeah.
But it's like all online, right?
There's some... Like, there's a required text. Huh. I ordered a copy of it, though.
Oh, so good.
We can share.
So we can share.
Yeah.
Riff might have to get his own, because we're going to be in different towns.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
I should probably remind him of that.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done... But, you know... It'll be weird for him, because he might have to buy something on Amazon.
Huh. I know he doesn't like doing that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that when Amazon sends things, they hardly ever actually arrive here at the office.
Right.
Redpot says, "How long until that Nemesis quest comes out?" 2 weeks.
Two more weeks, at least.
RDFM says, "Hey, how about a grazing mace for when you want to knock out but not kill, say, a bagpipe player or a church organist?" Yeah, that's pretty funny. Tellus R said, "Did you have any specific image in mind when you drew the bad ASCII art, or is it just truly nonsense?" Scully typed out what he wanted it to look like, because he had written some stuff that specifically referenced the appearance of it, I think, so you'll have to ask him. Right at 42 says, "Why does the hobo stogie require 200 mist instead of 200 muscle? It has a muscular enchantment." Yeah, but it's an accessory.
Yeah, there are only a handful of accessories that break that rule. They're like, every now and then we'll break the sort of traditional hats and pants require moxie, accessories require a mist kind of thing.
Vlaxan V says, "Hey guys, in order to persuade some friends to play KOL, I told them about the mouth-farting starfish. Some have joined, so please could you implement it so that I don't look like a gigantic liar? Also, the starfish is awesome. Keep up the good work." I just don't think that I can do it.
Why?
I don't think I can do it.
It's so great.
But I don't think that I can... We don't ever write about farts, you know? Like, the fart joke is...
So then don't ever say fart. That's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work?
Right.
It can replace your avatar with a picture of a starfish on the head.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. It could give temporary blindness. That would be an awesome way. We make it a breathing item with no downside, except it also has intrinsic temporary blindness.
Well, I mean, the breathing item, the downside would... Oh, you're thinking actually as equipment?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was actually your familiar.
Oh.
You have it equipped as your familiar, but instead of, like, hanging out next to you, it hangs out on your face.
Oh, I see.
So it would be a downside.
That is a huge downside.
Well,
Yeah.
Uber Maelstrom says, how does the inflation system on KOL work? Well, it's a little tricky because you have to either squeeze or bite down just below the rubber stem to actually open the valve that lets you inflate it.
And then if you do it too fast, you hyperventilate?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to getting to San Diego and having to spend hours blowing up air mattresses. That's always my favorite part of Comic-Con.
What?
We could take the pump. Do we still have a working pump? It's either having to spend hours blowing it up by hand and getting all dizzy, or wrapping enough duct tape around some broke dick ass pump to.
Did you actually blow any up last year?
I don't know.
I blew up most, if not all.
Well, great. So I'm looking forward to that on your behalf. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
Winry says, "Hey, Jake, this is my first time doing this here, so here goes. Will there be a hobo as a familiar? I think everyone would enjoy that. There already is. There's the spirit hobo. You should get one in the mall. It's cheap."
I think I only realized today the double entendre of spirit.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
It wasn't intentional, at least. If it was my idea, it wasn't intentional. If it was Scully's, it probably was.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was probably Scully's.
Evangeon Q says, could you set the rampaging adding machine to be a boss monster for the purposes of negating auto attack? It's not. Boss monsters tend to be defined as monsters that you only fight once. The basement monsters.
It would do all kinds of other. It would have all kinds of other.
You wouldn't be able to spooky putty them, which I think people wouldn't like. You wouldn't be able to. All kinds of stuff. Shrinking powder. No, you could probably steal shrinking powder if they didn't have no powder.
Right.
As a property. Elkstra says, is there any way you can check to see if Trophy 68 is actually working? Yes, we have done so multiple times.
People are just not at all on the right track. It's really sad. I feel bad.
Fook123 says, a while ago you guys kicked around the idea of granting titles for in-game achievements. The custom avatar form came out soon after, but that idea still sounds really cool. I think you mean the custom title form came out. Yeah, it's just a little weird. It seems like it's not, given the prevalence of custom titles, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of an accomplishment to earn a title. You know, and we'd have to do something, we'd have to put it in bold, or put a marquee tag on it.
Marquee tag?
Yeah.
Wow.
Make it colored.
Blinking. A marquee tag would be so awesome.
Marquee tags don't render in most modern browsers, I don't think. I don't think they work in Firefox.
I mean, they definitely don't in Safari, but yeah. Blink and Marquee are disabled by default, but come on, that's still pretty awesome. For those few people that it would work for, it'd be awesome.
Evangeon Q says, any chance we'll see a reissuing of old items of the month for multiple Mr. A purchases? No, that will not happen.
What was the question? Refunds?
Reissuing old items of the month for multiple Mr. Accessories.
Oh, no. Yeah, we have built up such a sort of reputation for not ever reissuing stuff that is a sort of underpinning of a lot of people's desire to invest. So we can't betray that. Although, we have, I don't know if you've talked about this yet, we are not necessarily going to have a Spleen for Turns item next June.
We're not?
No. Well, it's going to be a content familiar.
Right.
But we are not necessarily going to have it be Spleen. Not necessarily be Spleen-based.
That is true. We have two two ideas that we tossed around for kind of the fundamental, like a fundamental change in the way you're granted access to the new content. One of which we will end up using next June.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
But none of them involve Spleen.
Will not be Spleen for Turns.
Well, yeah.
Unless there are some Spleen for Turns in the content.
Right.
Right, which, so, you know, whatever.
But just so people are aware.
It is not necessarily as big a deal as you think it is.
Well, yeah.
Given one of the models will be weird. One of the models will be really weird and not be as great a deal for Oxy. One of them will be interesting and weird and kind of equivalent to getting some turns for some spleen. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh yeah. I kind of like either or both of those.
Yeah. And yeah, people love it when we just talk about stuff like that, as you know, skirting around
it,
beating around bushes.
It's weird that Linguini Lad mentioned a file of fail, because I had thought of that just yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Independently, I mean, I might have seen it as well somewhere, but.
Gravy Boat says, "Do you guys play pen and paper AD&D or D&D?
Is it considered pen and paper anymore, since you have to have all those friggin' miniatures?
They're made of paper."
Okay.
Fineldar says, "Boy and his dog was good, Jick, but you would really like The Postman. It's 3 hours of Kevin Costner wandering a post-apocalyptic wasteland and just seeing all the stuff that's happened since the bomb. There is a plot, and he meets Tom Petty, but it's mainly him seeing all the different settlements and just wandering to get by. You would like it a lot." I did like it. I didn't think that it was a great movie, but what it did was made me want to read the book, and the book was pretty good. It's weird that he meets Tom Petty, and it is Tom Petty. Like, in the movie, there is a sort of nod to it actually being post-apocalyptic Tom Petty. It's kind of funny.
Every time I hear a movie title that's like A Boy and His Dog or whatever, it makes me think of My Dog Skip,
uh-huh.
Which is one of the worst movies I have ever seen.
Yeah. Is it worse than Un Chien Andalusia?
I don't know.
Is it worse than Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai? Was that a Jim Jarmusch movie?
I think it was. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Was Ghost Dog a Jim Jarmusch movie? Okay. I didn't see Ghost Dog ever.
Strangers in Paradise or whatever was pretty good. That was an earlier Jim Jarmusch movie.
I think the only Jim Jarmusch movie I've ever seen is Dead Man.
I don't think I've seen that.
It had an Indian with some twists of tobacco. Johnny Depp was an accountant.
Huh.
Elfin says, "Out of the small handful of Chuck Palahniuk books I've read, Rant is the best one so far." I've not even heard of that one.
Huh.
Noah Nam says, "Can we also have a log-on effect for the Elvish sunglasses? Player name has entered the building." No, because they don't talk about that. The phrase "Elvis has entered the building" is not a part of the sort of cultural lexicon the way that Elvis has left the building is. Enter the Wumpa says, "Yet another KOL mention from the wonderful hive mind of Rock, Paper, Shotgun." And yeah, that was talking about Brain Chef.
I wish I remembered the guy that made that. I met
him. Was he somebody from MIT?
I honestly do not remember his connection. It was like he was at a barbecue at my house in Cambridge.
At Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
But there were also a bunch of people from Rockstar there. Like, I got offered a job beta testing Guitar Hero 2.
Like a job?
Yeah.
Like a real job?
He's like, "We need beta testers if you want."
Like, hire testers? Or?
Yeah, they were. Like, he's like, "We need people who..." Like, they were... It wasn't they, like, desperate, clearly, because they could, mm-hmm. you know, they could get anybody, but he's like, "Yeah, you know, we really like KOL or whatever, and would totally give you a job."
We really like KOL, so we want to hire some of its employees out from under it.
No, but, you know, $20 an hour to play Rock Band or
Dude, I wouldn't
Guitar Hero.
I would pay $20 an hour to play Guitar Hero or Rock.
Yeah.
That's not true. You know, the cost of Rock Band bothered me a lot. In the beginning, you know, I'm like, eh. Because it would have been equivalent to, like, if I had decided to buy, what was that fucking game? Steel Battalion?
Is that the one with the ridiculous
$300, $400 Xbox game, yeah, with the crazy whole mech cockpit to put on your coffee table? I loved the concept of that game, though, that if you don't eject, getting killed deletes your save file. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
I mean, do you have enough time? Do you have enough warning? You're like, you need to eject now.
Yeah, I mean, you do. You probably get a klaxon, but you just have to like lift the little thing up and hit the button.
Wow, that's cool. But it is such a good value for the amount of game.
So many hours at parties. It's just totally worth it for the amount of entertainment that you get out of it. I'm a little pissed off that like. I didn't, and I'm not at all surprised, but I'm pissed off that I didn't, like, get the fucking drums fixed. You know, because I can either get the drums fixed or I can just buy Rock Band 2, which I'm gonna buy anyway, so I might, you know, if I spend an extra $150, I'll get an all-new wireless guitar and a new set of wireless drums, you know, and so now there's fucking two sets. I feel like a lot of people did that. I feel like there are a lot of people with two sets of Rock Band drums in their living rooms right now to trip over.
Yeah, the only thing that's annoying about them is sort of the awkwardness of putting that stuff away.
Oh, no, another putt says, what the heck does the Knob Goblin Firecracker meet Smith with? Does it meet Smith with anything?
I don't remember.
If it's marked Smithable, that might be a mistake.
There might be something that we're thinking of in the future.
I think I get to go to BlizzCon. Kind of excited about that.
That's cool. I'll be photographing a wedding in Montana that weekend. Oh, yeah.
You could be photographing screenshots of Star Control 2.
It's true.
Weren't we supposed to be in that beta?
I thought so.
Your connections all suck.
Apparently.
I think the beta hasn't started yet. But I don't know. I'm going to be fucking useless.
Be like, yeah, making a bunch of Marines works. They always get killed, though.
I'm stoked about the single player.
Yeah.
That's really, I never finished about the single player.
I could not defeat Brood War.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
That last battle was...
I couldn't actually beat the last Terran mission without cheating.
Oh, really?
In the original, yeah, where you had to... It might have been the next to last, where you had to blow up the ion cannon.
I almost want to go back and play those again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You should cheat.
No. I never finished... I was in the middle of Frozen Throne when I started playing KOL.
Yeah.
And then I just put it down and never went back. I was like...
I tried a couple times to start to play through Warcraft 3 again. But I just... It's one of those things that I pick up and then play it one day and then I just never remember to play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Played a little more Infamous today.
Yeah?
I think I might actually try and beat that. Stick it out. Yahtzee liked it.
Weird.
A handful of games. He didn't even mention how fucking awful the writing and the voice acting are.
Huh. It's weird that people are willing to overlook that.
Yeah. Because it is goddamned abysmal. and more so by contrast with how much fun the game is. Yeah. I saw Riff had a map printed out with the locations of all the blast shards that he was marking off with a Sharpie as he collected them.
It's pretty funny.
I guess it could have been Jenny.
Is it? No, it's probably Riff. Is it PS3?
Yeah, it's PS3.
Yeah. Jenny's been sucked into Sims 3.
Sims 3.
I had all kinds of questions for her about how that game worked, and she just had no satisfying answers. Because I was like, okay, so who are you in Sims 3? Are you God? Are you... And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay. What makes this fun for you? Which, you know, granted, hard question, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't get it. You're like designing houses, and like, how do they decide what kind of actions you can do with or to or for your little Sims, and which ones you can't? Like,
there's some kind of an alignment system. I remember the guy I was when I was listening to their Rock Paper Scissors podcast today. I think they were talking about The Sims 3. It was very difficult to tell through their accents. I think those guys are both deaf. And they were talking about how one of them, when he was sitting at his computer, had the option to send a nasty email to someone and then would like wake up the next morning to read the response and be happy that it had pissed somebody off. Another one had the option to troll people. To like just spend an evening trolling.
Weird.
And they seem to believe that it was based on some kind of alignment.
Huh. But like, okay, so like there was this character that like was an artist and she could start a painting on her own, but then if she finished the painting, it would just sit there on the easel forever unless the player moved it off and like put it on the wall or whatever. Like, the little Sim would never think, oh, I'll take this off and put it on the wall. Like,
I don't think they want the people to be too
Autonomous?
Autonomous, yeah, about changing their environment, because that's your job, is changing their environment, right?
So, but the Sim,
I never
the
understood
Sim
why the fuck anybody played The Sims in the first place.
The
I,
Sim
I
could put
it,
like, the food away in the fridge, but they don't necessarily, and if you don't want it to go bad, you have to do
yeah,
it.
Sometimes they will, I feel like at least in the original Sims, sometimes they would not, like, they would die if you didn't tell them to take a shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and what? So, it, like, I bought The Sims when it was old enough that it was like $10,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was like, yeah, you know, I should know about this, right? I played it for a few hours, and then I was just like, why the fuck would anyone ever do this? Wow, like just...
And yet it is very popular.
My first guy killed himself making dinner.
Got on fire?
A couple hours in, yeah, he just started a fire and then died. Because the fire covered up the phone, so he couldn't call the fire department. Something. I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't get it at all.
Huh.
I don't understand why that's fun. Well, right, man. Where does that cred come from? SimCity was... I could kind of see playing SimCity, right? But it had, like, fixed goals, you know? Like, the thing that I liked about SimCity was not, like, oh, I've run an efficient city. It was, like, unlocking new gifts. You know, that was the point of playing SimCity. And then, ultimately, getting to build arcologies, like... At least in SimCity 2000, which is the one that I played the most
right.
of. Played the original The SimCity for the Super Nintendo. That was one of, like, two Super Nintendo games that I actually owned. And three. I guess Super Mario World, Zelda, and SimCity picked up. But, it was,
Moth has an interesting suggestion.
What's that?
About, pulverizing familiar equipment.
Like pulverizing familiar equipment into something that was that you could then feed
to familiars.
For gaining weight.
Yeah.
Southwest says, are we actually going to see more of the sixth element in the game, or was that just added for the quest? I think it was Scully went through and designated monsters as cute.
Did he?
Yeah. And
really?
So, yeah. He was going to, at least.
That's cool.
So that stuff will actually protect you. It'll
came up with a list of
a
stuff.
A level of resistance against monsters that are cute. So like the anime smiley and
Aedes kitty. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He had a bunch. He went through the whole list.
That's cool.
Maybe the Spunky Princess or something. But I don't... It's not gonna... We're not gonna put any more cute resist gear in. It's basically for the sake of the joke. SF Warlock says, if you don't want to seal up the slime tube with all those chamois still in the bucket, why not, before you seal up the slime tube, you bundle up the chamois you acquire, etc. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Just have it do it for you.
Yeah.
The number of people complaining about accidentally closing Hobopolis when they mean to close the slime tube.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. That's really bothersome, because I don't know how to fix that. Man, because you know,
the elements just showing up in the same places. Apparently,
my joke that I made was like, "Oh, I know, I'll stop that from happening by putting a confirmation box on it." But like, no, see, I keep telling you guys, confirmation boxes fucking useless.
It's weird because it's not just that they close it when they mean to close the slime tube or whatever. It's that they'll mean to be. Like, they close the slime tube because they've just finished it, and then
And what they intend to do is open
another
slime
tube.
But they do that back then. And, I mean, so there are definitely things about UI design, or not even about UI design, there are definitely things going on with certain user interfaces that I clearly don't understand, because, like, the hundreds of people asking for a link to manage their custom outfits when it was right fucking there.
Yeah.
And swapping places with that and something else made it so they could see both of them.
Yeah.
I wonder, honestly, if there is anyone on Earth who knows enough. Like, there are people who probably claim that they are UI experts.
Right.
I wonder if there's somebody who, if I showed them that,
right,
would be able to tell me, oh yeah, that's, you know,
The Heisenberg.
Yeah, the Harsendauer principle or something. Yeah. That was weird that it was going to be a multi-syllable name that started
sort of
with
an H.
Weird. That must be that's a Harrington synchronicity.
Right.
You know, I'm curious. And I'm curious if that same expert could look at... The trouble with having a UI expert look at KOL is to be like, hey, why don't you tell me about the next 5,000 hours worth of work that's going to have to be done to beat this clabbered together. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Clabbered?
That's what clabber means. Clapboard.
Yeah. That's what I...
What am I thinking? Cobbled together?
Cobbled together. Kludged.
Clobbered together. Boomy says, Ruby Rod being melee messes up Moxie and Mist classes. Well, no, because you don't have to... You don't have to kill the monster. Right? I mean, you can get the thing and then run away.
You can't, you can't use it as a ranged version or whatever.
Iluro Dragon says, here's one for C.D. Moyer. / examine to pop up the description box for an item. That's an interesting idea, and for one that you know, you know, for an item that you have, it's not like it's any more spoilery than / use. Lord Derby says, any chance of adding copy pasta to the game? That's kind of funny. Grog says, why does the Bandersnatch only do the headbutt attack when I chain all the Turtle Tamer attack skills together? It shouldn't be like that. I feel like we would have gotten a lot of reports about that if that was actually happening. Goo Goo says, so when are you going to go about getting that Slime Familiar implemented? We still got to figure out what it's going to do. A lot of people want it to be to unlock another tier of speed drops.
Yep. No.
No.
That was not the plan.
Yeah. We considered making it the plan, but I don't know what the last speed drop would be.
You laughed at all my Slime Tube Clan furniture ideas, so
yeah.
I'm stopping providing
them. Ha! Ha ha!
I gave an outline of what needs to be done.
It. Yeah, the problem is that we hadn't actually decided what the Slime Tube Familiar was going to do. Really ought to do that before we
you
leave.
You said that.
I kind of did. I mean...
We knew what it was going to do. We just weren't 100% sure.
The Gunrun says, when you guys went to college, were there any hot professors? I don't think that I ever had a female professor that I would have hit. At a TA...
There definitely were TAs.
Like a biology TA that I would have slept with.
One of my fraternity brothers married a TA. Not while he was in her class.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember there being any... Like, most of my professors were... There was one professor at Harvard that was pretty cute. She was still like older, like, you know, 40s or whatever. But
she was
a philosophy professor.
Yeah. Never mind. A Ph. Dilf. I was just trying to.
Whoa.
Data Vortex says, was the drop rate on purple snow cones changed? I haven't gotten one in several weeks. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Southwest says, if you guys could change only one of the in-game effect cues, for instance, Smiling's code for stat gain, what would it be, and to what would you change it? I don't know. It's kind of fine the way that it is.
I mean, they're sort of arbitrary, and that's fine.
Yeah, winking, smiling, and dancing, whatever. Because we violate them.
Do we?
At times. Sometimes, yeah. The dancing especially. I mean, the attention deficit demon isn't dancing. He is running around helping you pick stuff up, right?
The starfish, instead of attacking to give you MP, should fart.
Yeah. Cheese Dude says, could you make the memory of a cultist robe smashable? It's not a one-time drop, and I now have 7. Huh.
I thought it was supposed to be a one-time drop.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
Linguini Lad points out the JennyMccarthyBodyCount.com, which I think is a fucking fantastic idea.
So, I guess I didn't understand when you described it to me. Is it making fun of them, or is it actually trying to, like, link you to stuff that if you believed her, you would want to read? Like, I didn't understand.
No, theoretically, it is a list of the number of people who have died due to people not being willing to vaccinate their kids.
Oh.
Because of, among other people, her.
So kids that would have survived had they been vaccinated.
Yeah.
That's...
I don't know how they can know
that's
that.
A great website.
I don't know how they know that.
If
right?
it's, like, if it's, I mean, if it's I, real, then it's... That's a...
God damn. That is... That...
Although, you know...
It is one of those things...
20 years from now, when we find out that she was actually right, we're going to be like... What?
You know what? I would rather have occasional autistic kids than fucking
bring back polio.
Huge, yeah. The fucking polio. Goddamn polio.
Yeah.
How the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, how lame is it that there are going to be people with fucking polio?
Yeah.
You know? Like, ah. It's infuriating. And it's one of those things where it's just, it's such a compelling lie. You know, it's so easy to get people to mistrust things that they don't understand.
Right? I mean, isn't it more likely that smart people are breeding with smart people, and that's why there's all this autism? I mean,
it seems like that's the kind of thing that data would bear out really quickly, and I don't know that I've seen anything that indicates that.
Autism is more likely in rainy areas.
Yeah.
So, smart people like the rain.
Right. All smart people move to Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us see. Noanamic says, why no / autocell? The pattern matching on autocell would become far more important. I'm not averse to it, but...
There is the, like, what, check command? What will this return if I use it?
Yeah, you can do / use ? Whatever, or something. Yeah, I don't actually remember how. / count works. So, you know, you can try it to make sure that whatever you're saying is gonna... You know, those, I honestly didn't think of those as something that people were gonna be using day-to-day to just use shit, right? I thought of those commands as being primarily useful for macros.
Right.
Right. But I mean, maybe that's just because that's the way that I think of it, right? Like, you know, World of Warcraft has these / commands for doing everything. Can you do those from chat? Can you /
don't
use
know.
Skill or what, like, I forget what the...
I think you can, but it's syntax that's just so much, so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, why would you want to, right? Yeah. Like, you could use an item in a specific slot in your...
listen to all the different audio files in the game from the... console.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's so that you can put sounds into macros, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a bunch of weird stuff that you can do.
I should,
find some music.
Yeah. We'll go out on a cappella breakfast at Tiffany's because that's the kind of mood that we're in. Let's see if Sathan is ready. And I hope that he is. Sorry for the abbreviated show. We at least didn't take a music break.
That's true. We just went straight through. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, kids, I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
So you're definitely just going to not do those shows?
Yeah. I mean, unless we pre-record something tomorrow.
Right, which we don't really have time to do.
We're not going to do tomorrow. Or we could record something on the road. We could just call and leave somebody a voicemail.
I wonder.
A series of audio diary entries.
If we could record something while driving.
Yeah. Wouldn't really have access to the questions or anything, but we could just bullshit.
We could talk about all the stuff that we're seeing at the car window.
That would be awesome. People would be so enthusiastic about listening to that. Anyway, one way or another, we'll see you one eventually or another.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks probably.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night and good luck.
We've got nothing in common. I see you.
I think we both got a naked, and I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.